prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. I'm your host, Trey Mitchell, and today we have a whole bunch of fun discussion on video games. With me, your host, Trey Mitchell, we also have Austin Guttery, our other host, co-host, as some might call him in the biz. Austin, how have you been this week?
I don't know what this character is.
It's Radio Guy.
He's 70s. He's 70 sober.
I'm 70 sober, Austin.
What does that mean? You had a lot of whiskey.
Had a little whiskey, a little scotch, like Anchorman.
It's just to limber up the vocal cords.
Yeah, we're limbering up the cords.
There's an easier way to do that.
We're talking about I mean, you don't let me do that anymore.
Yeah.
Ever since
the incident.
The incident.
We'll try to Kobayashi your dick.
I don't know what that.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We call Kobayashi. It chestnutting.
Yeah, that's an American way
that's
to say
a,
it.
That is a different... Chestnutting is when you finish.
Yes, that's true. This is Super Gamescast 64. The voices you just heard were Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
We're here again for another week.
Another week!
We're on the other half of 350 now. We're on the other side, on our way to 700.
Man, what if we get to 700? What will you do?
That will be... Okay, it took us... 6.5 years to get here. 6.5 years from now will be 2030.
Will one of us have a child?
Yes.
Yes.
Two of us will have children, probably.
Me and Connor.
Right.
You're too busy.
Yep.
I'm not allowed
to. You're too busy screwing big goth girls.
Big goth girls.
Yes. Yeah. Tall goth girls.
Okay. I didn't know what you meant.
Very tall goth girls.
If you're not average sized and you're goth, I guess I'll find you.
He wants to crawl up in there.
Trey, he is a short king.
He is a short king.
Truly.
I've always said that about Austin.
Yeah.
Thank you for realizing that. I've always said that about him. He's a short
Trey's a film, king. Trey's a film bro. Mm-hmm. Austin's a short king.
Yeah.
And
it's Connor.
Trey.
Connor's a Jesus freak.
No, that's Jebediah.
That's true.
Trey is a guy who doesn't keep his video game promises.
I don't.
He doesn't want to talk about this, but I think we need to.
Trey made a guy who went. Hmm? Oh, go ahead. No. Go ahead.
He made a bold claim last week.
Did I make a claim?
It was very bold.
I don't remember.
Because we called you out on it and said that it would not happen.
Is this I'll finish Tears of the Kingdom in the car on the
no,
way to
this is
out?
I will play even 1 minute of Switch on the way. I said, I think I even said, you won't play 1 minute. Trey's like, yeah, well, I'll play. I'm gonna play the whole drive. I'm gonna play the whole way there. And guess how many minutes Trey played?
Trey, don't lie. We can look at your Switch history.
I haven't played. Hey, look, the tire blew out, okay? We're talking in the car, having a conversation on the way there.
You're talking to the car?
We're talking to the car.
Which I argue, talking is good Switch time.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get the story and the nuance of the game. I'm trying to be immersed, you know? I can't...
Which I would believe if you were talking about any other
about
game
Zelda.
Except Tears of the Kingdom.
What do you mean?
Which is 90% of walking around alone.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, why would you claim... If that's your viewpoint on gaming around people, why would you then claim that you were going to play games?
I thought I might.
I thought there would be a
moment in the car where everyone was just silent.
Let the record show that you've committed perjury.
What's the punishment?
The punishment is, I think it's up to nine years in prison.
How about you give me a date
to
finish
Power
Breath
World.
Of the Wild?
By the end of the year. You've said 30 games this year.
By the end of the year.
You have to the end
okay,
of the year.
Okay, can we make this interesting then? I said 30 games this year. What is the punishment and the reward if I do and don't do it?
The punishment is the feeling of self-disappointment.
We can't just have a fun punishment thing? Or
fine, we'll beat you with an extension cord. How about that?
We'll figure out a punishment, but we're going to
we'll
do...
We'll beat you with
okay?
a sack of soap so
I want you guys
bruise.
To hold me accountable on this.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I do every day of your life.
If you do it, Austin and I will buy you 5 Jersey Mike's sandwiches.
That's fine.
5
sandwiches. You can cash them in at any point.
I'm not a big sandwich guy.
Well, you agreed to it.
I did agree to it.
Let the record show.
How about a pizza party? Okay. Brought to you by you guys.
Fine. We will host a pizza party.
Okay.
For you. Okay. Now, if you don't do it, what are you going to do?
Beat you with a sack of soap.
I will. We'll figure out the punishment later. But I will do something at your request.
The punishment is you have to walk our friend Dan McDowell's dogs in a dress.
Ooh. Trey wouldn't like that because he's a homophobe.
I'm fine with the homosexuals and whatever, you know?
Trey says this as he's holding a glass of disgusting-looking whiskey up.
Trey is drinking whiskey like he's about to beat his wife.
Yeah.
It's Woodford Reserve.
Instead of beating your wife, why don't you beat a video game?
That's true. That could be a...
way to bring it back to games. That's great.
That's way to bring that back to games. Good way to bring it. That's a pro right there.
So so this week...
They should have that on like a poster in a school. Instead of beating your wife, beat your video games. Write that down. That's a good one.
Trey's demanding I write down clips.
Write down clips.
Okay, but
you always beat just your clips have nothing the Legend to do Zelda. With
video games.
The humor is going to come from you pointing out that it needs to be written down.
Write that down.
12:31.
There you go.
Trey.
Well, so yells. Trey played nothing at the Framp Out. He was at a frat camp out last week.
I was camping with the bros.
Camping.
I was
glamping.
You were glamping. Like. It was glamping.
I don't know. You were just in a structure. You were in
in a structure in the wilderness. It was cold.
We're all technically in the wilderness.
It was very cold. It was very cold.
This was a building, very cold. Right? A permanent building?
It was a building, and there was airstreams you slept in.
Slept in.
Mm-hmm.
Several airstreams for personal use?
Several airstreams, and I had a bed. And the first night, someone didn't turn on the heat, so it was very cold.
You just put on a blanket.
I did.
Put on cold. 2 blankets.
Didn't have 2 blankets.
Oh, well.
The heat from your Switch while you played Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom might have kept you warm.
I could have done that. And you know
but
what?
Then you would have
times
you would have had to have your hands outside of the blanket and your hands.
That's true. Oh, they would have frozen.
Well, because the Switch would have burned through all the oxygen under the blanket. And they would have found you just dead and frozen.
Been dead. Yeah.
Switch carbon just monoxide like, poisoning.
Yeah. Just like those poor souls in True Detective season 4.
Okay.
Which you guys have not watched.
Okay. This is not a films cast.
That's a TV cast.
I'm now removing Trey's funny clip.
No,
that's a good clip.
That's a good clip.
As punishment for bringing up TV.
I can't bring up
anything
else. All
right, well, we're going to skip you, and we're going to go to Austin. What are you playing, Austin? You got sick. Tell us about it.
So I had COVID.
Lay off the sick.
I was a little sniffly last week, and turns out it was awful COVID.
Yeah, you told me that, and I'm like, I'm going to get sick now.
Well, the next day, I was basically deceased. I had called the coroner's office, and I was like, look, you need to get here.
Did you call ASAP. Casket World or the casket store?
Oh, yeah. I had it delivered and everything. Yeah. I even slept in it. And then, you know what? A couple days later, I was recovered. Nice. And I was fine.
Did you lose your sense of taste?
You know, there were some things that tasted weird. I didn't lose my sense of taste, but I was like, I made vegetables one night, and I was like, why do these taste like ass?
Yeah.
And it was before I realized that I had COVID.
Did you, like, watch Ant-Man and be like, oh, this is a great movie?
What?
Oh, lots he's saying no taste. Oh, God. Film bro bully guy here with a real popular movie that people enjoy.
I mean, actually, no one enjoyed the third one, so it's low-hanging fruit.
I'm just going to let Trey sit in this for a second.
No, no one liked the third one. Quantumania. Ooh.
Anyway, for 5 or 6 days straight, I sat on the couch and alternated between 3-hour periods of Sid Meier's Civilization 6 and episodes of Naruto. So
how far are you on that Naruto? Has he done the Naruto run yet?
He finally did about 100 episodes in.
Wow, that's called a tease.
Almost no one has done the run, and when they have been running, it's a very exaggerated arm swing.
Yeah, it's not the back.
No.
Did you feel like broccoli is coated black?
Did you say broccoli?
Sorry, Rockley.
I thought there was no TV.
No, he's coated. He's Bruce Lee. He's supposed to be like Bruce Lee.
I have seen discussions online that he is coded black.
Really?
I thought there was no TV talk on this podcast.
We're talking about what I did. And also, when have we ever said no TV talk?
Like 5 seconds earlier.
That was a movie talk.
Uh-huh. You know what? If you were sober, you would remember, Trey.
Yeah, okay. So I've just been playing Sid Meier's Civilization VI.
Great.
I've been playing on Immortal, and you know what? I think I'm done. It's just too hard. I can't do it. I'm not good enough.
You haven't gotten the platinum yet?
The what?
The platinum?
What is that?
Like on the PlayStation
thing? No.
You get 100% with the platinum.
For some reason, the PlayStation version is really bad.
Really?
It's like a ported like DS.
That's
version.
Why you haven't been over at
yeah,
all.
Because the Xbox version is it's perfect. Perfect.
Really?
Yeah. Runs great. It's like 10 times faster than even my PC, which my PC is kind of ass, but that's all I've been doing. I haven't played in a couple days. I think I'm done for a little bit. My brain is too
burned. You should play Skyrim. Come back over. Hang out. I'm so lonely.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so lonely.
That's why I can't come over. I'm enabling you.
You are. Yeah. You are.
But now I've got
We had like a good 2 months.
Yeah, it was nice. Well, you know, mostly I was just here to babysit.
Yeah.
So you'd get on that thing.
Yeah, it's going good now.
But now I've got my week of cool deep voice that I always get after being sick. But that's what I've been playing.
Nice. Connor, have you been playing anything? Are you still playing Dave the Diver?
I am, buddy. I am diving like crazy.
How long is this game? Unlocked...
How long is it?
Yeah. I figured an indie game would be done in like a week.
Well,
I just love that diving so much.
Okay, so there's a part at which I am not making enough money at my sushi restaurant to upgrade my diving equipment, so I cannot dive far enough to complete the part that I need to right now.
Trey can relate.
Mm-hmm.
So I am basically just like saving and scrounging all of my money so that I can get to the next part of the game.
You're grinding. Is this the first grinding you've encountered in the game?
Yes. It could also be that I'm not very good at the game, which is very possible.
What are the mechanics of the fish catching? Now, I'm picturing just side-scrolling like Mario swimming, and you just kind of run into a fish and you catch it.
It is like that, except you have to aim and shoot a harpoon gun at them.
Oh, okay.
And it deals a certain amount of damage, and the more rare fish have much more hit points.
Okay.
So you can just like... You can switch to an underwater gun and just kill them, but you get less fish.
So there's a little skill involved in this.
Yes, and also there's like sharks and stuff that attack you and can murder you under the water.
Sharks.
And you can
and
also
stuff.
Just run out of air and die.
Okay.
So
I might get
I'm
this.
grinding. I'm selling sushi, I'm diving, I'm finding krakens.
Are you releasing them?
No, he just normally sees me and then swims away.
Movie reference.
There's like an actual story. It's interesting.
Okay.
This game is a lot
more
than I...
I might have to get this game too.
It was more than I was expecting it to be. So I'm playing that. Then I saw a trailer for a game that I'm added to my list called,
Hoonie Pop 4.
No, I believe it's just called... Turnip commits a bank robbery.
Okay. I saw this on the Xbox store the other day. Mm. It looks
cute. It is a sequel to Turnip Commits Tax Evasion.
Okay.
Tax evasion is a hot thing to do nowadays.
It really is.
It is.
But
Yoshi
anyway, that's going to be
it,
the,
you know?
That's going to be the next game I hop into. But
Yoshi commits tax evasion?
No, not Yoshi commits tax evasion. But I'm gonna finish up Dave the Diver. Hopefully I'll have it done by next week, and then I will move on to Turnip Commits Tax Evasion, and then I'm gonna do Turnip Robs a Bank.
Nice,
very nice.
The Turnip Trilogy.
It's our indie game correspondent living up to his
That's
name.
Right. And then I'll
have
work
you thought
my
about
way.
Playing?
Yes.
Trey the Pat. Game that came out. Last year by the Inside and Limbo guys. I forgot what it was called.
Minecraft?
Give me 1 second.
Inside developer indie game.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah. I know that's supposed to be really good. I would love to play that and you play that as well. That might be fun. Cocoon. You want to play that together?
Oh, I do want to play Cocoon a lot.
Let's do Cocoon. You and me. I don't know if you'll have time, but I would like to play something together. Not like together, but like, you know.
No, I know what you're saying, though. We'd both be playing it.
I'd be down to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, cool. Let me finish Dave the Diver, then we'll hop into Cocoon.
Add that to your 30 games in a year.
It's there. It's on it. Plus, I got to beat. I don't think I've ever beat Limbo. So
do you realize
that's
one game every 10 days?
Limbo takes like a day.
Okay.
There's like games that take a day.
I thought you were doing 30 new games.
Yeah, 30 new games.
You've never played Limbo?
I've not beat Limbo. Oh, okay. I play like halfway through. Also, that list counts like if I beat Zelda, that counts.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and start your list.
Okay. Let's do it. Cocoon and Dave the Diver. Awesome.
Yep.
Well, I guess it is time for news.
It is time for news.
And that means we need a news song, Austin.
Hold on, I'm finishing your list.
What's my list?
It's the games you're going to play this year.
You don't even know. You don't even know
put
what I
neon,
like.
Put Neon White on there.
Okay.
Put Alan Wake 1 and 2.
Put Obra Dinn on there.
I beat Obra Dinn.
Oh, never mind. Erase Obra Dinn.
Yeah, erase
it's
that.
A pen.
Erase put that. Plants vs. Zombies 3 on
not
there.
Not playing that.
Why not?
Put Pal World on there.
Yes, Pal World. Going to beat that game.
And
okay.
Then,
what else?
Perfect. Maybe put. No, I don't have anything else. That's fine.
News song?
Good enough.
Trey, give it to
me. Yeah, news song.
You know what? Let's do the Pokemon theme since we're kind of talking about a Pokemon adjacent game. You know. So do that. I don't know if you've ever done that before.
I think I have to.
You have to.
I have to have.
But yeah, redo it though.
I'll do the bicycle theme.
Okay, do that.
It's Gamescast news for you and me. We got some news about the games today. We got Connor and we got Trey, and they got all the stories for you.
That was a great one, but can I have one more request?
No.
Do a da 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 da. I think it's Route 11.
Gamescast news, here come all the stories for Trey. He loves games even though he never plays them anymore. He's on his phone, there's lots of stuff on the Twitter app, and Trey's on there. There we go.
I love that theme. That was perfect. All right, we got the news.
Xbox Developer Direct happened this week.
It did.
Trey, are you ready for the new Indiana Jones game?
It looked weird.
Oh, Uncharted 5?
It's first person, but yes.
It is done by the Wolfenstein developer.
Yes.
Oh.
Which, intrigued. I wish they would do Wolfenstein 3, but intrigued.
Dude, Wolfenstein's very good. Why'd you think it looked weird?
I think the animation looked weird. I don't know. I've never liked the first person action, third person going into first person. That's what one of the issues I have with the new Cyberpunk is just that first person view. It looked cool. It looked pretty neat.
Do you get to do the part where the guy does his sword and then you shoot him?
I guarantee
you do have
a
gun. Yeah. You also have your whip.
Does this follow the movies?
No, it's its own story. It's called, it has the worst title ever.
It's called
Indiana Jones.
Jones and the Great Circle.
The Great Circle.
What's wrong with that? That sounds like an Indiana Jones title.
Yeah, Great Circle sounds stupid.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, give me three reasons.
It's a circle. It's basic. Great Circle. Why don't you call it like Great Ring?
And that's worse than Dial of Destiny.
That's pretty bad too. I'm not saying that's good.
And
it's bad.
What was the fourth one?
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
yeah, that's fine.
Good.
That's cool.
Temple of Doom.
That sounds cool.
Sounds like a 3-year-old came up with
Temple
that.
Of Doom sounds cool. Raiders of the Lost Ark is classic.
What's the second one?
Second one is Temple of Doom.
No, it's the third one.
Third one is
Last
Crusade.
What?
The Last Crusade.
That's the one with Sean Connery, right? Okay.
Some people consider it the best one.
I've heard it's the worst.
No, that's...
I believe they consider it the funniest one.
Yes. People say the fourth one's the worst.
Well, yeah.
But they also used to say the second one's the worst.
Now they say the fifth one is the worst.
Let's not get into this. That's film discussion. Let's just do video games right now.
Obsidian showed off its new RPG, Avowed.
That's cool. Is that the medieval one?
Yes, that is the first-person fantasy action RPG.
Austin, Obsidian did New Vegas, and they did Outer Worlds.
Worlds.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I played a bit of.
We're talking melee weapons. We're talking firearms. We're talking magic spells.
They're very good at making RPGs, and I'd be interested
to play this. What's this called?
Avowed? Yes. It is coming fall 2024.
This does look pretty cool. There's a cool skeleton.
I saw the trailer, and it looked very Austin.
This looks like a cool magic Skyrim. This just makes me more excited for Elder Scrolls 6.
Yes, but if this can hold you off until then.
Right.
Trey, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2 got a release date.
Is that going to be on Game Pass?
It will launch day one on Game Pass on May 21st.
Very close to my birthday.
Maybe you can play it for your birthday.
I would love to. I love the first one. The first one was a lot of fun. And, I mean, I don't know about fun. I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't... That's not, like, what I got out of it. I mean, it was a very interesting story, and it was... The way it was crafted was well done, you know?
That's the one where the sound was, like, dissonant, right?
Yes. It kind of was surrounding you, and it would... As you were moving along, it would kind of give you kind of... Not hints, but it would be, like, anxiety, paranoia. Like, you're going the wrong way. You're going to fail. You're going to fail. Where are you going? What are you doing? Stuff like that.
That's pretty
cool. Really good, yeah. It's real creepy. It's, like, very... It's not a horror game, but it is very... It's ominous. Like
maybe not disturbing, but like
it's
unnerving.
Unnerving, yeah, unnerving. Probably a little scary. Unnerving, scary. Not horror, but unnerving. Yeah.
Austin, yes. A game called Aura: Histories Untold is a grand strategy game.
Let me see.
Where you have a procedurally generated Earth, a crafting system, and unique leaders that run military tactics. Thought pioneers and scientific prodigies.
You know what that kind of sounds like? Is Sid Meier's Civilization 6.
It does sound quite like Sid Meier's Civilization 6. That's why I brought it up.
It looks identical to it as well.
Don't all of those games kind of look identical?
Yeah, they're all...
To it?
It's like every fantasy movie and story after Lord of the Rings is basically a copy of Lord of the Rings. Every single 4X... realistic 4X game is a copy of Civ, and this looks like it was designed by a high schooler.
And then finally, Trey, I know you love JRPGs. We saw some Visions of Mana.
Is that a sequel to like Illusions of Mana and
Secret of Mana?
I'm assuming it
Illusions
is
of Gaia. I'm thinking of that.
I am assuming it's within the same type of world. But
it's in the Manaverse.
It's a Squeenix game, so yes.
Mm. Okay.
Hey, more layoffs.
Yay.
I'm excited about this. This is the story I'm excited about. We need to get rid of these. Cut the fat. That's what I say. Make sure that these shareholders get their due.
Right.
So this was a survey that was done by GDC. And they covered a bunch of stuff. One third of the respondents to the survey had been impacted by layoffs in 2023, and half of the more than 3,000 respondents were worried that there were more to come. So that's fun.
Is this just because these companies, after COVID, they just were like, hey, it's not going to change. It's just going to go up and up and up. And then they, you know, hired all these people. And then now... They're not making the money. They're not meeting the goals they wanted. Instead of taking responsibility, they're just cutting
essentially.
The employees.
Yeah, they overhired during the pandemic. You know, pumped a bunch of stuff out, pumped the stock prices up.
And there's too many games coming out too. Like just too much stuff has been greenlit.
You know, and once the numbers peaked, they're about to go back down. Like they cut the employees to get a little burst of extra money.
Yeah,
it's off the shareholders.
According to some forecasting, though, the it should stabilize between now and 2027.
I heard that, yeah. In 2 years, not that 2 more years.
Not that that's helpful right now. But
I'm hearing this year is going to be a lot of closures, too. Yeah.
Nintendo's closing. I hear Nintendo's closing.
I doubt that.
Shigeru's my uncle works there.
Shigeru's packing it up.
Connor Reisenhoover's uncle works in
Nintendo. Yeah, he works at Nintendo.
Nintendo, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
The other thing that a lot of people had a lot to say about
was... So many uncles are going to get fired this year.
...was generative AR, or AI, not yes. AR.
What about it?
It was just that this was a big talking point in the survey that they sent out.
It's coming for all of our jobs.
Nearly half of the survey respondents reported that their company is using it in some way. 31% said that they personally use it. And only 23% of people said that their studio wasn't interested in using it at all.
Hmm. It's, I think we're at an initial point where companies are like, oh, don't worry. We're not going to use this. Your jobs are safe, while behind the scenes they figure out how to use it. And then in 10 years, half of white collar workers won't have jobs. Which I'm all for.
Yes.
Aren't you a white collar worker?
Yeah, I want to force them...
Go back and listen to our previous podcast for Austin's UBI hot takes.
I forgot. Austin's thinking on that like fourth plane level.
I'm playing 8D chess.
Yeah.
I'm playing Sid Meier's Civilization 9.
Many developers were asked about the rise of video game adaptations. Okay. And 63% said that it's great for the industry.
Yeah.
26% said they weren't sure, and 4% said no.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would say no.
I can only see it as a good thing because you're bringing focus onto your product, you know. I don't see it as bad. I could see like an over... Yeah, I could see the negative being maybe an over... Just an oversaturation of stuff, you know, and people get tired of property, but I don't know.
If you're adapting the same property over and over, yes, but there's so... I mean, that's like saying, like, oh, we're tired of TV shows.
Or maybe, like, okay, we need to make everything cinematic now, and so we don't need to focus too much on gameplay. I don't know. Maybe that could be it.
Yeah. Honestly, the adaptations have been kind of all over the place, like, in a good way of what's being adapted.
They're figuring out what works after decades of adaptations not working, and I think we're entering a golden age of...
I don't know.
Are they
golden?
We're at the beginning of it. I mean, we've never.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it golden.
We're at the beginning of it.
I would call it the new thing.
Last of Us,
I think,
is the Sopranos.
No,
here's how I know we're in a golden age. I watched Twisted Metal. So
okay,
okay, but name a previously successful video game adaptation.
Super Mario Bros. Movie.
It was not bad. It was not good.
No, like
the 93.
Hard
no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying before this, like the last 2 years.
The Super movie. Mario Brothers Super Show.
Okay, well that still was like 2 years ago. I mean before
I think Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
The Super Show was not good.
Super Show was amazing, sir. Yes, take that out of your
if you're
do
not
got us the greatest
take
quote
the
of
Super
all
Mario
time.
Super Show out of your mouth, okay, sir.
It has the greatest quote of all time, which is, kids, don't do drugs or you'll go to hell before you die.
That's true, Austin.
Yeah, it's true. But do we need that in our kids' TV shows?
I mean, yes. As far as video game adaptions that have been good...
That's not a word.
Yes, it was. We talked about that. It was a
adaptions?
Word. Adaptions? Yeah, adaptions. We talked about that. It was a word.
Here's... Honestly...
Yes, I think it is...
It's
starting
probably
to be good.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Probably
we're at the
Sonic.
Beginning.
Like, no joke, it's probably
yeah,
Sonic.
Honestly, though, I don't think Sonic is such a property, like, outside of video games already. I don't know if that really counts.
Yeah, but none of the TV shows
it wasn't
ever
at one point
blew up or anything. Like, the movie did it was... I agree with
I think
Connor.
As an adult show, as much as I... And look, I did a whole video essay on The Last of Us. I mean... I like The Last of Us, but it is not the pinnacle of video game storytelling whatsoever.
Right, I never said we're at the peak of the golden age.
No, I never said you said that. But I think, like, yes, I think you're right that The Last of Us was sort of like, okay, this is not kids, this is for adults.
Right.
We're going to take this seriously now. And hopefully that could be a good thing.
I was just saying, I think we're entering an era where people who adapt video games into TV shows and movies have figured out how to do it successfully.
Hopefully, but I mean, it might just turn into the new Marvel. Like, this might just be superhero movies.
Marvel
now
is successful. People like Marvel.
But you'll get sick
millions
of it.
Millions of people.
After 10 years of it, you're going to get sick of it.
Well, yeah, but that's with any sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, we've exited the golden age of television.
That's true.
Well, here's what I would say. Why don't we try it for 10 years and I'll decide if I'm sick of it by the end of it?
Because, I mean, we've had basically no good adaptations, and then within the last 4 years, we've had two great Sonic movies, a great Mario movie, The Last of Us, the Fallout show looks great, Halo, the TV show.
don't even.
But I would say those four things.
And we've also gotten bad versions of that, too. Like, we watched the Uncharted movie, Trey, and that sucked.
Yeah.
That was not good.
We've gone from 100...
Twisted Metal is not good.
What?
You know what? I actually think season two of Twisted Metal could be very good.
That's how I feel.
Because we're going to get into actual car combat.
Nice.
There wasn't any car combat in the first season?
There was at the very end.
Why did they do that? Like, there was no Halo
in Halo. They didn't have the money to do it off the bat.
They were still working on the car.
Do you think Peacock just gave them a blank check? Peacock is losing, like, $1 billion a year.
Well, yeah, because they keep paying for cars that fight each other.
They didn't, though. There were no cars that fought each other.
They were working on them in the background. Takes a lot to put them together.
You're right. Those Legos don't build themselves.
No.
They were also asked about accessibility, with 48% of people responding that that their companies have made accessibility changes to their current games, up from 38% last year, which is cool.
Especially like Sony. Sony's a big proponent of that.
Wait, stop the podcast. Trey has an update for Spy Hunter 5 on his laptop, which looks like something my grandpa would download.
I don't know why it's on there. Get it off, son. Then,
finally, the last one I wanted to touch on is 57% of the respondents this year to the CDC. Not CDC. Good Lord.
God damn it, dude.
The GDC said that game workers should unionize, which is up from 53% last year.
And it should be one of those industry-wide unions, like, you know, the auto workers or whatever. It shouldn't just be like, we're the
if
ID
it helps,
union.
72% of the 18 to 24-year-olds supported unionization.
Nice.
So, there you go. Hey, did you guys see the game that looks kind of like Pokemon but lets you shoot them in the face?
Yeah, I'd
We've
say
we've talked about this, I think a year or two ago, because it's been like around forever, like at award shows and stuff, and it finally came out.
Well, it's early access.
Early access.
And it sold 1 million copies in 8 hours.
Holy crap.
People are eating it up.
And I hear it's more than just, because like, that sounds like a gimmick, that sounds like a joke, like a meme game, but...
What?
The whole Pokemon with guns.
Yeah, let's explain what it is a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon with guns.
Yeah.
Where the Pokemon are your slaves, basically, or they're creatures. They're pals. They're not Pokemon. It's like...
They're designed like Pokemon.
Right.
It's not like they're robots.
In some instances, they might be the exact same models with minor changes.
Yeah, there's someone lined up some of the Pokemon... like wireframe models with the pals, and some of them are down to like the pixel, basically. So Nintendo might have a case to come shut this down if that's the case. Because if they had built this whole thing from scratch and it's like, yeah, it's kind of like Pokemon, but we didn't use any sort of assets or anything, they would be fine. Because you cannot copyright game mechanics legally.
They had 1.8 million concurrent players on Steam today.
Wow.
I think it's... and they had a record on Twitch, right? Like, it's only the sixth game
to
get over a million concurrent viewers or something like that.
It is the second only to PUBG in concurrent Steam users.
That's crazy.
So I did a little deep dive on this. A medium dive. And found out this comes from a studio that basically makes spoof games.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like those studios that'll make Transmorphers... and Titanic 2 and like Space Battle instead of Star Wars.
And like the porn parodies of James Bond movies.
Essentially. Where they'll just kind of take a popular concept and make it just different enough to not get sued. And that's kind of their MO. And this was basically just their Pokemon clone that I don't think they... I don't think they anticipated it to blow up like this.
Mm-hmm. So I would push back in that I have watched several videos on it, and it has a lot of like survival game.
Yeah, I hear it's actually pretty good.
So yeah, it's,
it has mechanics.
It's only
good mechanics.
Like Pokemon, basically in appearance, mm-hmm. like and a little bit in that there's like capturing monsters or whatever. But it's mostly an arc style survival game where you're building and crafting, and you're using your creatures, your pals, as slaves essentially, and you can eat them apparently.
Yeah, you can murder and eat them.
Yeah, if you are dying.
Nice.
Yeah. People are loving it. I've heard some people say it kind of gets stale and tedious after a little bit. But apparently it's good.
Is there an end game or is it just a survival game?
I don't know. Kirk sent me some photos a few minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Of himself. Here's this guy. Uh-huh. He's bald with a beard.
Of course he is.
I may play this when I get home. Looks neat.
I have heard that it gets better if you are playing with other people, because you can play,
yes. I'll play
with friends at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to.
I don't want this to be another Baldur's Gate experience where I got really bored.
Oh, you played Baldur's Gate? I thought you didn't.
Well, I guess Trey doesn't listen to the podcast.
I guess I don't.
Trey, he played it and he didn't like it because it was too close to D&D. It was too boring.
It was too tedious.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying
way
that.
Way too tedious.
I remember you saying that.
I was used to Skyrim.
Yeah.
If anything, I don't think this has a lot of staying power. I think the gimmick
looks like
wear
a
off.
Flappy Birds, where right. it's going to be a kind of a crazy thing for a,
yeah, and then it'll either get shut down or
I think it could, depending on how much they're actually going to change between early access and whatever.
Right, because right. it's quite buggy is. Right now, apparently.
Ooh,
but if this does do anything, I hope at the very least it lights a fire under the Pokemon Company's feet,
mm-hmm.
to be like, look, you can make it look good. You can add game mechanics. You can
like update it, not make it the same shit you've been giving us for the last few years.
It doesn't need to look like a PS2 game.
Right.
Hopefully that'll
maybe
get him in gear.
Maybe.
Anyway, hopefully. Yeah, that is the hot game of the week.
That is the hot game of the week.
Very hot.
We should have a hot game of the week.
Done.
Even if it's not a game we're playing, we should have a hot game of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
Hot game of the week.
The hot game of the week.
The hot game of the week.
Of the week. Are you done with the stories?
No.
Because I have one more I want to tell at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Hogwarts Legacy just broke a 14-year game industry streak.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
According to newly released data, 2023's best-selling video game was Hogwarts Legacy. Which means for the first time in over a decade, the top-selling game of the year wasn't Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, or any other Rockstar-published game.
That's crazy.
Hold on, wait. Trey's watching some TikToks.
I'm not. That's pretty crazy.
What was the story?
And the Hogwarts Legacy.
Here's what the list has been. All right, I'm going to work from 2022 all the way back. 2022, the highest selling game was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty Vanguard, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. 2018 was Red Dead Redemption. 2017 was Call of Duty World War 2, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare,
really
Grand
this?
Theft Auto 5 in 2013. 2012 was Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Call of Duty Black Ops, and then Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 in 2009.
Do we have numbers on how much Activision has made from Call of Duty?
Not this week, we don't.
It's got to be $1 million, at the least.
At least.
Trey, is Call of Duty Vanguard that one where you protect the young mother in her Honda Odyssey, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Here are the top 10 best-selling games for 2023. EA Sports Football Club 24 was 10.
Call of Duty has made $31 billion.
Oh, not it's not FIFA anymore, Austin.
Right, yeah.
They lost
after the controversy.
Number 9 was Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Number 8 was Mortal Kombat 1.
Okay.
Number 7 was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Wait. Can we guess the top 5?
Yes, let me give you 6 and then you can guess top 5.
Okay.
6 was Diablo 5.
Ooh, 4. I was going to throw that in my top 5.
I don't know how Roman numerals work.
Well, we already
number
know
number 1 is
H leg.
Yep. H
leg. I
want
to say number
Tears two. Hog leg, yeah. I like to call it.
Number two is
Tears of the Kingdom.
Zelda.
There.
Incorrect.
Right? Oh, well, it's going to be like a Call of Duty or something. Is it Call of Duty?
It is Call of Duty : Modern Warfare 3.
Okay. Zelda was number two. Three.
Incorrect.
Pikmin 4?
Think more mainstream. No,
Madden.
Think correct.
Okay. Zelda's number four.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Think more Trey.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man correct. Is number four.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Minecraft is number five.
I was trying to think what Sony games.
No, it is from first to fifth, Hogwarts Legacy, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, Madden NFL 24, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, and The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
There you go.
Wow. Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
Where's Pikmin 4?
I played a little bit of Hogleg.
Didn't make the list.
A little bit. It was okay. It was fine. I didn't play much, though.
China's regulator removes video game rules from the website.
What is like those rules? Okay, yes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
In case you do not remember, China was about to crack down on the amount of games they were going to let into the country because games have to be approved by their regulation team to come in. And they removed the things that they had proposed last month aiming at curbing spending and rewards that encourage playing video games so that boosted gaming company shares within the country. So there you go.
So that's interesting.
China's
so
been all gonna, over. They've been gonna, all over the board.
Do you think it's because they're maybe losing some money because of all these? I know they put all the regulations on like Tencent, and so a lot of these companies are probably losing money now because of all the regulations. So I don't know.
China is a very interesting. Not to get political or anything, but China is a very interesting look at like. How total control of a country works in that, like, they are super heavily regulatory, and then they also don't release any of their finances or anything like that, so they just can just be like, we're making money like crazy, even if they're not. But people are speculating, actually, that these... regulations got removed after a huge negative reaction from the Chinese population.
Okay.
Well.
So I thought they didn't care about
democracy in action.
They might. I'm not going to try to understand how they interact with.
Yeah,
their
I don't really understand either. Yeah, yeah. I have no clue.
In an interview
just dropped.
Well, let me send it to the breaking news desk with Austin.
What's the breaking news, Austin?
No, I thought you were,
Austin,
I thought you were done with your story.
God. What's the breaking news?
No, we are. I'm done with my story, Austin. Edition, go ahead.
Limited edition blood red colored vinyl of the Skyrim soundtrack dropping on Thursday and a four record collection on vinyl in a big box. I'm going to buy it. I'm in trouble with Trey. Ow, he's hitting me.
Master Chief actor Pablo Schreiber.
Go ahead. Yes.
Master Chief actor Pablo Schreiber thought the Halo series TV sex scene was a huge mistake. Austin, go ahead.
Yeah, I was excited to hear him talk candidly about this and like speak negatively about a piece of work that he was in. Because usually you hear, even when actors know that it's trash, they are like, well, you know, we put a lot of work into this and stuff, and I think all the choices were great. I was glad to hear him say that was a bad move and it sucked. Although he did also say, why is everyone so mad Master Chief's helmet is coming off? Like, I think that's a good choice of the show. So, the duality of man.
Sounds like we just want all the sex out of movies and TV now.
Yeah, I'm Christianizing my Halo.
Yeah, way to go.
Which already is a...
Yeah, what religion do you think Halo is?
We should see Master Chief in an orgy.
What religion do I think what?
What religion do you think Master Chief is?
I'll bet he is a devout Baha'i guy. You know, I bet that's the religion in 500
Trey, years go ahead and give me 30 seconds on the Baha'i faith.
The Baha'i faith, they worship warfare and warcraft.
Okay.
They're kind of robots.
This is a real religion.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. I thought this was like a Halo thing.
No, that's the Covenant.
Oh, okay, the Covenant. Baha'i?
Yeah.
Mark that down, please.
No, don't mark that down.
Rainn Wilson is a
he is.
Practicing Baha'i guy. He came and talked to us at UNT about it.
Congrats to Rainn Wilson.
It's a religion that says... It's basically the opposite. It's very peaceful, and it says all religions are correct in some sense. It basically says God revealed himself to people in a way that was appropriate for the time and place.
I'm kind of with that. I'm with that. I'm with that.
Worship and warfare, like you were saying.
And worship and warfare. And the covenant. And the Geth. Oh, no, the Geth's Mass Effect.
I was about to say it's a Mass Effect thing with the Reapers.
The Reapers, the Geth, the Flood.
The Squeakers.
The Flood.
The Goopers.
The Goppers. The Loopers.
The Flood is not a religion, though.
And then my last story is that the British Army planned to use Fortnite in a recruitment campaign.
Hell yeah, brother.
Wow.
They use Hot Peter in that.
Yeah, Sexy Peter Griffin.
Sexy Peter Griffin.
And Goku.
And Kateless Snake.
It was an ad. God, it's so great. It is an army recruitment ad. And it says things like, check it out. And then it has
where are we dropping, emotes bros?
And emojis.
Afghanistan.
It says, Operation Belong.
Yeah.
Ugh. It worked on me,
idea,
though.
Yeah. The idea was that there would be a new island built by the British Army, would be added to Fortnite, featuring an obstacle course, puzzle room, training grounds, and other related army features.
Hell yeah.
Okay. This is a little weird.
Yeah. But then people said...
They want to do like a training thing?
It was like a co-branded physical training thing. I don't know.
I don't like that. Like, that's the same thing with like Call of Duty doing stuff with the U.S. Army. I don't like that. As good as like Top Gun was, like that was all funded by the U.S. Army. I mean, you know, it's a recruiting tool, Austin.
Well, there you go.
You mean the Navy.
That's my last story. Yeah, Top Gun is technically the Navy, Trey.
Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize. I
thought you were the movie guy.
I am movie guy.
Yeah.
Not well, anymore. Speaking of movie guy, I do have a story. Of who might be playing Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, please, yeah?
Put that back.
Do tell.
No, put that back where you found it. Thank you. Shadow the Hedgehog in the new Sonic movie.
Can I guess?
Yes, please guess.
Okay, so he's kind of got like a bad guy vibe, so we need...
Yeah.
We need like a Hollywood guy that might be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, they're gonna very be, dangerous.
They're going to be getting... Jonathan Majors to voice Shadow the Hedgehog.
No.
Idris Elba. Oh.
Is already voicing Knuckles.
Whiter.
He's already voicing
How many limbs does this guy have? Is he missing all four limbs, perhaps?
What are you getting at?
I know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is? Okay. Well, let's see if Connor can guess. Connor.
Are they getting Paul Giamatti to be Shadow the Hedgehog?
I wish we were getting Paul Giamatti to play Shadow the Hedgehog.
Do your impression of Paul Giamatti.
Hey, Sonic, what are we doing here? This is crazy, eh?
Terrible.
I don't know. That's him in the holdovers. Holdovers, but it's Shadow the Hedgehog.
Think,
well, your dad's crazy, isn't he?
Think more angry teen, Connor.
Think of angry teen. Think angry teen, Connor.
Danny Pudi.
No. Who? Think of someone who disappeared for a while, then kind of came back. And
he came back.
He did.
What was he
a
in?
A bit. I mean, kind of.
Are they getting Kieran Culkin to be it?
I wish, but no. I wish, but
just
no.
Just tell me.
Okay,
who
think
is
of
it?
Someone who has, like, the name
he plays an extremely famous character.
He's like a Darth Vader guy.
Are they getting Michael Ian
movie.
Black?
They are getting Michael Ian Black to reprise his role as a Shadow of the Hedgehog.
He just all right. They're getting Hayden Christensen.
Well, that's the rumor.
The rumor is Hayden Christensen.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Is he going to do like a... Hey, Sonic.
They killed him. The younglings.
And the children too.
Are they going to do some of the dialogue from those memes I like where Sonic and Shadow are running down like
they
a hallway?
Sure, a beta male, Sonic.
Yeah. Just because a girl's underage doesn't mean...
I hope so.
That's hope great. So. I'm actually very... I'm into that.
Yeah. Hayden Christensen sort of had a comeback or... I don't know about a comeback, but like a... Like he was in that Obi-Wan show.
Do you always want to say Hayden Christian Anderson?
No.
Okay, I always don't. Do. The guy who wrote Little Mermaid. Oh.
I hope he does really well in this role because yeah. I want there to be another movie and I want Brendan Fraser to play Big the Cat. So.
Ooh. Oh. He's all skinny now.
I want...
He's betrayed the fatties of the world.
Well, you took over for him. You took his place. There's one left. One internet.
You're making me want to get Taco Bell after this.
I want Luis Guzman to play Shadow.
I'm in as well.
We all have, yes, Kieran Culkin, Paul Giamatti, and Luis Guzman all fight for the role of Shadow.
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
Honestly, love that. The best person they could get to play Shadow the Hedgehog would be Timothy Chalamet, of course.
Yeah.
Is that a Timothy Chalamet impression?
Yeah, he just laughs a lot. He eats peaches.
Trey, love you. You're a good movie guy.
Like, I'm not trying to do a real impression. I just know he does the laughs.
What's the status of Jim Carrey? Is he out? But did they like kill him off in any way?
They kind of did. It was like up to determination if he's dead or not.
Okay,
they left it up.
I have a feeling he'll be coming back.
If they were to replace Eggman,
that guy seems kind of done with everything.
Listen, if they could replace Eggman with anyone, I would prefer it be Paul Giamatti.
Yes, I agree with you. Anything Paul Giamatti touches is gold.
Danny DeVito would work as well. I hope it's Luis Guzman. But Eggman is tall.
Paul Giamatti, get him.
He's round but got long leg.
Paul Giamatti is a lanky motherfucker.
Why do you want Paul Giamatti?
Because he's America's heartthrob right now.
No, he's not.
Yes, you know who, okay.
He certainly is not. Just because the Holdovers won a few awards.
Holdovers is doing great.
Here's my
he
serious...
Went to he went to In-N-Out, dude. He's just like us.
Here's my serious pitch for the new...
with Paul Giamatti? Please, let me hear
no,
it.
No, for the new Dr. Eggman.
Okay.
What if we got Dennis from Always Sunny to do it?
You mean...
he's not round enough.
We neither
like
is Jim Carrey.
Guy.
Jim
yeah,
Carrey.
Yeah, I know. I
yeah,
never
Jim
really.
Carrey's
I've never liked him as Robotnik.
Well, here's the thing. You just need someone to chew scenery.
Yeah, I think.
We need. Who's a big roundo? Who's a big roundy? We need the guy from Modern Family. The big gay
Eric
guy.
Eric Stone Street?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the only fat guy I can think of.
You know what? Hollywood has kind of cleaned up their fat people.
They have
even John Goodman.
Paul Walter Hauser?
John Goodman would have made it. No one knows who that is.
Everyone knows who that is.
Is that Connor, the guy you know who was in the Richard Jewell movie?
Yes, Richard Jewell, yeah.
Thank we need you. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Call
I
him
hate
up. You haven't been
it.
Anything in forever.
Hate to break it
buddy,
to you.
Would you have liked
some bad news, buddy.
Fat John Goodman when he was still fat? Would he have been good?
Sure.
Yes, because okay. John Goodman can chew scenery.
There right. really haven't been a lot of fat actors. You're right, Connor.
Factors.
I mean, yeah, Paul Walter Hauser is like the only one I can
think
of.
I can't think of any tumbos.
Like current ones.
That's what I'm saying.
Trey's flipping me off for no reason right now. Just because I suggest.
All right, is that it? Is that all the news stories we have? Are we done?
We got to do This Week in Gaming.
Fine.
We got some twig, dog.
We do got some twig. Here we go. January 21st, 2013. This is not a game. This is an event.
2013.
An event.
Is this the Xbox One release?
No.
That is incorrect.
That came out in
it
December,
is,
November.
It is Atari Files for Bankruptcy.
Oh.
Yikes.
Rip.
Yeah.
Sad.
There you go. Atari, makers of such games as Pitfall and...
Tie.
Other games.
And Galaga, right? Is that them?
No, that is... Midway?
Midway. Yeah, I think so.
I don't fucking know.
January 22nd. Oh, sorry.
Wait, they did have that like Atari history of it, like Atari box history of Atari game that came out a couple years ago. That's supposed to be really good. Like it's like a
if you're like 50.
Almost a documentary about Atari. I'm not a big Atari guy. Connor,
sorry, I'm texting my wife.
God.
Hi, honey, just can't say I love you.
Jan 22nd, 20 and 22.
That was two years ago.
No, Elden Ring was February. 2 years ago. What in the hell came out 2 years ago?
Yeah, and Horizon. I mean, but if...
Oh, was it?
No, because that was February as well.
Oh, yeah, because it was with Elden Ring.
Yeah.
I don't know, Connor, what...
Wordle.
Wordle. Oh, wow.
Wordle.
Did you do today's Wordle?
No, I don't fuck with that shit.
I do Immaculate Grid. I do not do Wordle.
What is that?
It's like a sports-related Wordle, kind of.
It's kind of like Scorigami.
Sure, sort of. Jan 25, 20 and 18...
2018. This
I don't
is,
know. January's weird.
January is a weird time for game.
Yeah.
2018.
Well, the correct answer
wasn't. It wasn't wait. Metal Gear. It wasn't Mario Maker.
It could be Mario Odyssey was.
No,
October.
That was summer.
It was,
that was like cold. It was a cold month.
It could be a Switch game.
Arms.
Arms. I'll say arms. No, our answer is arms.
It is Celeste.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Indie game guy over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, indie guy.
And then finally, last but not least, January 25th, 2019.
January 25, 2019, Halo Reach came to the Master Chief Collection.
Is that where you're going with, Trey?
I don't. No, it wasn't Outer Wilds. 2019.
Spider-Man?
No, it wasn't Spider-Man.
The correct answer is Resident Evil 2.
Oh!
Trey!
Yes! Yes, that was an amazing remake. That was an amazing game.
And also
God,
an amazing ironic note.
It was an amazing ironic note. Resident Evil 2 is the bomb, Austin.
.com?
Yeah. Resident Evil is awesome. One of my favorite game franchises. Like a recent favorite, too. Love them. Love those games.
Did you like the awesome. Big Titty Thank Vampire you, one?
I did. Yeah, I liked it. It was good. The big. I think my favorite, though, was the 2 remake.
She has a name.
Big Titty Vampire Lady?
Lady Dimitri.
Yeah, her name is Two Boobs Vampire.
I need to play the 4 remake. I own it. I need to play it.
You put it on his list.
You own all these.
Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on his list.
Must...
Dead Space 2. Forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did get there. Cyberpunk as well. Night in the Woods.
Trey just wants to put a night wants to put a Night in the Woods on there because he's like 30 minutes from being done with it.
Oh, really?
It's not a long game.
I
like
I don't think we're that.
It's like a 6 or 7 hour game, maybe.
I enjoyed it. It just kind of fell off, you know?
Yeah, it's not that long. It's not that long a game, though.
All right, man. We'll get to all of it. We'll get to it.
We will.
30 this year.
Trey, raise a glass to our listeners. Raise your glass.
Yeah.
Grab it.
Literally
grab it. I see it.
It's
not
empty.
Grabbing. Give it a shake.
Yeah, shake it into the mic so they can hear the glass clinking.
Chug that whole ice ball.
It's gonna make me choke.
Yeah, put that ice ball in your mouth like you're a snake eating an egg.
Okay, we're leaving. Bye. Thank you. Have a good podcast. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Connor.
Hey.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. these visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and you go, I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.